All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show, and we also have a special guest in the house with us today. Our president, Minnetonka Park Association,
Cilia. Hello, everyone. Hi. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on meditation, and it's May the 16th. It's pretty cloudy out there.
It's a little cool.
But yeah, and it's getting cool, and there's supposed to be snow up in the mountains.
Cool, yep.
And we're very happy for that because some of the fire's down and make it a little more safer this year.
That's true.
So we have our usual guests coming in. We're going to hopefully get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, and also we'll be talking with our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Cilia, and also my brother, Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkna, BC, an extreme survivalist, and also Lady Faima, and she's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And so we also have some great music coming up for you guys. We have some Black Rainbows, and they're out of Italy.
Black Rainbows.
Yeah, and we have some My Sleeping Karma, and they're from Germany. And also Milk in Ink, and that's a Belgian music band. And also Somali Yacht Club, and they're Ukrainian.
Somali Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Fun.
And also The Midnight Ghost Train, and they're out of Kansas, down in the States. So it's going to be
trip
pretty
around the world.
Yeah, pretty exciting. So we're going to welcome everybody from all over the world. Thank you for joining us from Germany, from England, from Spain, from Italy, from Belgium, from Ukraine, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from India, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Thank you guys for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice. It's just a privilege and an honor to have all of you listening and joining us in changing this world into a better place, a positive place. And so we're going to get the show on the road, and we're going to get ourselves all fired up and ready for our subject. So we're going to play some Black Rainbows and their song Holy Moon. So listen and enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
Manipulator and evaluator. By pre-doctoral training for scientists and
Woo!
Woo is right.
Man, that was awesome. Big congratulations to my niece, Gemden.
Yes.
Snowy Mountains. She got out of the hospital and we're so excited. I'm so proud of her for fighting through all her difficulties and getting off the tracheotomy. And
was a long haul.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of scary, but she was tough. She's strong. She's got a real will of steel, and I'm just so proud of her. So we have our brother Wegedusk on the line. How?
Super great, Chief. Thanks for having me on, Eagle Nation. So good to connect with y'all. Hope you're having a great Thursday and a great week and life all together.
Yes, it's pretty awesome, and we'd like to get the show started right. So we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to bring us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. My pleasure, folks. Let's get ready for three awesome deep breaths. And let's relax our body, our shoulders, our tongue, our eyes, everywhere that you might be holding some tension. The jaw is another good one. And as we do these deep breaths, let's breathe in appreciation, health, and grace. And as we exhale, we just want to let all the tension go. All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. And don't be afraid to sigh on the exhale. That helps let out a little extra. And all the way in.
I love making noise on the way out. It just feels
and
like
one
I let
more. Let's go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And you know, guys, that's just three deep breaths. And our topic today is meditation. And I wanted to share with the viewers and encourage them to do 12 deep breaths without leaving the body. And you'll notice how difficult it is to just focus on your body, go into your muscles, into your bones, into your body, everywhere in your body during those 12 deep breaths, and go anywhere else. Don't think about your bills. Don't think about your friends. Don't think about your family. Don't think about anything else. Just be in the body. And it's super difficult. It's amazing how difficult it is just to stay there. But that'll really help cleanse our emotional circuitry and tune us into our best timeline.
Thank you so much. It was awesome. And I always love that part, man, just getting that oxygen into us.
It's accessible to everybody, and it's so nourishing.
Yeah. So, we're going to carry on with our program. We have a subject, and it's on meditation. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, absolutely, Chief. Meditation, what a amazing one. First, I want to say that the first time that I meditated, I maybe did it for 2 or 3 minutes, and all it is just what we talked about, sitting with yourself and breathing, just being still, being silent, and really feeling the body. This universe is such a huge, complicated place, but if there's anywhere that's definitely you, it's your body. And just spending that time with the body, putting our mind in our body, putting our emotions in our body, just spending time with the body is meditating. There are all kinds of different types of meditation, like manifestation meditations, where you feel you're experiencing whatever it is that you desire to experience, and that'll help bring that into your reality. There's other types of meditation, like the breathing that we do, which are just to nourish the body with good emotions and exhaling all the stress. But the first time I meditated, I did it for maybe a minute and a half, 3 minutes, and then it was another 6 months before I did it again. And then it was another 3 months before I did it again. But slowly, it was kind of like starting up an old car. In the beginning, it was puttered a little bit, and it didn't really start. But then once it got going, now, not only would I say I'm a daily meditator, but I am in a perpetual state of meditation because I'm constantly in my body, scanning my emotions, scanning my thought processes. Are these good thoughts? Are they bad thoughts? Are these constructive or, you know, not so good? So, you know, I really encourage you guys to just take that time. And it's also kind of like scratching a dog's back. You know, like when we spend time with our body, our spirit and our soul is connected with our body. And I really do believe that our body is kind of like the dog, the faithful servant, the animal of our spiritual hierarchy. We've got our body, soul, we've got our spirit, we've got our mind, we've got all of these different aspects of ourselves. And the body is, I don't mean to dog the body at all, but it's kind of like the animal. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not as smart as the mind or as powerful as the spirit, or, you know, it's got all these things that it's not as good as our other parts of the body. But at the end of the day, the human physical body is our temple. It's where our God, our spirit, our Buddha, our whoever it is that you believe in, that's definitely where it is in the body. So I highly encourage y'all to spend extra time meditating, cleanse your palates. And again, those 12 deep breaths in the body, they don't take long. You could get them done in like, you know, a minute and a half, and boom, you'll feel like a whole new you. So that's what I have to say about meditating. Mm. Chief, how about you?
Well, it's pretty important. It's just like you're saying, you know, our bodies are like an instrument. And I found it to be like, when I start meditating and focusing on my body, my breathing, just my health and my mindset, it's like tuning a guitar. You know, we go through life and we use our body for, you know, our jobs and whatever else we're doing, and it can get out of tune, and we making these negative patterns. And in order to restore it to back to a positive path and a better way of life, we need to tune our bodies and our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and, you know, all the elements of our full circle. So in order to do that, we need to meditate, and we need to tune all those four elements that we all have within us. And it's just an important thing that we need to remember and do. And these are the things that I learned from Counselor Fari, because she was very in tune with setting up our bodies and helping us to heal and go on a more positive path, which is what I strive to do. And I wish to be more of a reflection of positivity rather than negativity. So, those are the things that I've been thinking about lately, and that's what I wanted to share with everybody. And thank you so much for your sharing. That's pretty powerful stuff that you always bring to the table and help us along with all your wisdom and just all your sharing of these valuable positive things that can improve us and empower us to reach higher levels, like yourself with your high diving. You know, those took a lot of meditation and a lot of things that you had to work on yourself to perfect, because you could be very badly injured. Just one little mistake. So we really thank you for coming on our program and sharing everything you have with us, and the breaths. It's always invigorating and helpful. So we really appreciate that.
Absolutely, bro. It's my pleasure to be on and connect with Eagle Nation. Thank you, everybody there. And I am just going to take a second and give self-promotion, because I want everybody listening to check out my YouTube channel, Wega Paul, W-E-G-A, second word, Paul, P-A-U-L, and please do some meditating before and after you check it out, because I just published a new video. It's a heavy topic, but as a community, we've all got to get together and start addressing these issues so that we can bring heaven to earth ahead of schedule and under budget. All right, everybody? I love you all so much. Keep the deep breaths going. Stay positive, and lots of love to y'all.
Beautiful.
Bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye
you.
For now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, and just all have him on our program.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to continue on with our program. We're going to play some music from My Sleep and Karma out of Germany and their song called Ephedra. And a big shout out to DJ Mehdi. She had a big get together on the weekend, Roper Romper Romp.
Romper Room?
Yeah, it's a doozy. But she had some really awesome artists. She had Mary Garnett Edwards, and she played some really awesome music, and also Self Care, and that was from James Cessart. And James Cessard's band and Lichinga.
Where was this?
This was at a place down near Commercial, and I'm trying to remember the name of the
East
venue.
Side. East Vancouver? In East Vancouver.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Pretty
Nothing
spectacular.
Nothing like live, too.
Yeah, it was. I should have wore ear protection, though.
Uh-oh.
Just a warning to everybody out there, make sure you put some ear protection in before you go into a band, because you could damage your ears. But anyways, we're going to get on with our program. We're going to play My Sleep and Karma, Ephedra, their song is. And then we'll get to the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Thank you. was a very meditative song from My Sleep in Karma and their song called Ephedra. Pretty beautiful stuff.
It's interesting.
Man.
Ephedra, I think of as being more active and hyper, but this is very, like you say, very meditative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to correct myself on that East Van Roper romp.
And
that, yeah, and that was at the Wise
Say
Hall.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, and the people there was Mary Garnett Edwards, mm-hmm. and a band called Self Care, and that was Jamie Sesford's band, and also a band called L.A. Chinga.
Do you know, are they local or?
I believe they're all local. It's all local talent and just amazing.
Nice to support local artists.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys want to look up some real good local music, those are the people to look up.
Nice.
And also you guys can, if you guys missed all that, you can just re-listen to the program and it'll be on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice because,
Yeah, so.
Listen to it anytime too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to get on with our program, and we're going to get to our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Yeah.
So what do you have on meditation?
Meditation. I do, different people use it for different means, like Wegedisc was saying, like the manifesting and that type of thing, and you were talking about it, and... But for me, I really love to use meditation as a way of emptying my mind. That's my favorite thing. And it is hard to do. Wegedisc was talking about that it's like, try to do it. And if you're new to it, or even if you're not new, like busy squirrels start to like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And it's like just kind of, it's a practice where over time, that ability to just kind of go, oh, yeah, I'm having a thought, but just let it float away like a cloud.